On the line now, I have Colette Miller, and she's a retail and operations manager with Barnardo's. Good morning to you, Colette.
Good morning, Noel. How are you?
Okay, so how are things going at the moment? Is everything opening up again? How much of a break do you get over the Christmas?
Yeah, well, we closed the shops for a few days over Christmas, you know, in line with the rest of retail. So since we've opened, we've been very busy, which is great. I suppose we're always looking for donations, and that's one of the reasons that I'm very happy to speak to you this morning. And we're specifically asking the public to donate any unwanted gifts that they received at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's all sorts of ways that people can donate to Barnardo's, but the shops are really an important operation for the charity.
They're hugely important, and you know, every cent that we raise in the shops goes directly towards our work with vulnerable children and families across Ireland. So it's hugely important, and they're very successful because Irish people are very generous, and also, you know, lots of very savvy shoppers shop with us and help us to raise that income.
Mm-hmm. And is there any sort of limit or sort of where what you will accept and what you won't accept? I believe children's toys now are a no-no, is that correct?
Children's toys can be a difficulty, you know. I mean, when you're donating a toy, what I'd say to the public is you really have to think, well, is this suitable from, if you have a child in your life, you know, is this suitable for the child that I know to play with?
Mm-hmm.
Would I buy this to give to the child that I know?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, unfortunately, we're donated toys and, you know, really important pieces can be missing. And that just, you know, is no good. There can be an issue with secondhand cuddly toys. But if they are donated to Barnardo's, we have another outlet for them. But selling them can be a health and safety issue, because, unfortunately, because of bacteria and such things. But in general terms, if people have toys at home that their children have outgrown and they are suitable, we'd be delighted to receive them. We're always looking for good quality ladies' clothing, men's wear, children's wear. Household items are hugely successful for us. You know, if you just get set up with your ornaments at home, etc., and you want to refresh the place, a charity shop is a great place to bring the items you don't want anymore, because we will find somebody who loves them.
Mm-hmm. It's a great place to go. I visit lots of charity shops myself, especially Barnardo's, and it's a gold mine, I would say, and a great library of all sorts of different things, books and movies, and as you say yourself, the clothes and all. Is there anything that's off limits as far as the charity shop goes in Barnardo's?
Well, secondhand electrical items are not suitable for sale, and again, that's for health and safety purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we make that very clear to our donors. But like you say, you know, charity shops are such an active part of every community, and there's lots going on in a Barnardo's shop that maybe, you know, people mightn't realise. So, for example, you know, your local Barnardo's shop is offering employment and training for people in your own community. You know, training schemes for people who maybe have been out of work and want to get back into work, or maybe have been out of work and want to go in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, volunteering is a huge part of what we do. So that's really combating loneliness in communities as well. You know, charity shops are great for meeting new people, meeting with the people that live in your area, making new friends, socialisation, all of those things. So I suppose what's coming out of a charity shop is multifaceted as well. It's not just about making the money, you know, it's
Indeed,
real community hub.
It's great that you mentioned that toys there, because it is, which I have noticed, it is a great community, because you get to know the people that work there, the people that go there get to know each other as well. So it is a sort
Absolutely.
Of a small community within itself. And with the turnover of the way people buy things now, most things are relatively new when you go in there.
That's it. I mean, there's anybody who shops regularly knows that what you can get is really quite incredible. There's huge value to be had. Many times we're very lucky and receive brand new items, particularly in Barnardo's. We have a program where wholesalers and retailers donate things that they haven't sold to us. You know, sometimes wholesalers and retailers will donate their samples. A big piece of our work is actually we have two bridal stores, one in Dunleary and one in Wexford, and they sell brand new wedding dresses. So there's excellent value to be had there for any savvy bride, you know.
Yes, yeah. Nothing for the men at all. No tuxedos, do you have?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you name it, and
okay.
We've had it, you know.
How many shops have you got around the country? Would you know offhand?
Yeah, we've seven shops. So we have Dalkey, Dunleary, Clondalkin, Kilbarrock, Carlow, Wexford, and as I just mentioned there, the two bridal shops, and they're in Wexford and Dunleary as well.
Yeah,
and that brings us up to 9 shops.
It's great. Is that is overall, like, as far as the pricing goes, is that individually done by each shop, or is it sort of a coercive thing across the board?
Yeah, so all managers and the team of staff, volunteers and community employment staff are trained in pricing. But it is done locally, and I suppose if a manager came across something they were unsure of, they'd get on to their support just to, you know, clarify pricing. But I suppose with the power of the internet now, it's easy to get a handle on the value of something. Having said that, we want to be able to offer great value to our customers. You know, that's something else we want to do. So you're always going to find a bargain in one of our shops.
As you said at the outset there, like, this is a perfect time as well, because we all get gifts we don't really want, or maybe sometimes, and especially with the way the shops are as well, maybe didn't fit us, and we say, well, look, it's not worth bringing back for us. So the charity shop is in Barnardus is the perfect place to bring it, and it'll get a good home.
Exactly. Yeah, too big, too small, you know, you just don't like it. As I said, we'll find somebody who loves it. So don't sit looking at it for 12 months and it's kind of slightly annoying you on the shelf because it's just not your style. If you bring it down to a Barnardus shop, we will be able to rehome it. And also you'll be doing a really great deed because we'll raise funds out of it.
As you said yourself there, Colette, we're a very generous nation, and I'm sure that there was lots of donations over the course of the past 2 years or so, but that was a great setback for the shops, especially when everyone had to close as well, and it sort of set you back a fair bit, didn't it?
Of course it did. I mean, we were closed last year for nearly 5 months, so it would have had a significant impact on the money that we can raise for Barnardus. But having said that, you know, as soon as we opened the doors, we got great support from the community. You touched on it there. We got fantastic donations throughout. You know, I think people were at home. They had the opportunity to go through their wardrobe and see what they did and didn't want. So we were lucky that we were able to benefit from that. And then, as I said, as soon as we opened the doors, customers came straight back into us. So we've been rocking and rolling ever since, and we hope to have a very successful year this year. And continue to do what we're doing.
And I have to say, I suppose as well, what I look out for, I watch a lot of these shows with auctions and that, and you never know when you might come across a little treasure. Maybe someone had it home and maybe had it for a long, long time, didn't pay any attention to it, doesn't look worth much, and they bring it down to the charity shop and give it in there, and it could be lying there waiting for you. It could be worth a fortune. So
yeah, that's true. You never know your luck. That's right.
You never know. Okay, and with all the ways, before we get back to the shops, all the ways that people can donate to the wonderful charity that is Barnardus.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the very simple way to do it is by bringing your donations directly into a Barnardus store. If other ways to donate are all available on the website, that's www.barnardus.ie. If people want to look for their own fundraising initiatives, you know, there's some ideas there around community activity, whether it's doing squats for Barnardus, whether it's, you know, baked cakes for Barnardus, or indeed if you just want to maybe make an online donation, that can happen as well. So all the information is available.
Okay, Colette, and of course, as you say yourself there, the shop's open. Now, most of them are open 7 days a week now, aren't they, as well?
Yeah, where it works, we're open 7 days a week, but opening times, again, are all on the website.
Okay, thanks very much, Colette. It's been a great pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Noel. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.